much Hutch tonight. And the big stat tonight was turnovers. 28 turnovers that led to 35 Blue Dragon points.
Yeah, it's sort of been something that's plagued us all year. And, you know, against really good teams, man, you know, I'm big on analytics. And I'm going to guess that in tonight's game we had, I'm going to guess, about 75 possessions. 28 of them end in turnovers, which means, you know, let's say there was 45 to 50 possessions where we could have scored. Obviously, we scored 54 points, which, again, means we scored in half of them. It's not a bad odds. It's not bad odds at all, because that's more than 1.1. That's more than 1 point per possession, really.
And
the answer is when you turn it over that much, you're not going to beat anybody, and you're certainly not going to beat a team as good as they are.
And also one other thing here tonight, it seemed like another difference in tonight's ball game. Hutch was able to get those big runs, those 4, 6, 7, 8 point runs in a row when you guys were maybe only get 4 or 5 in a row.
We were working really hard all night to sort of tread water, you know what I mean? Like even from the beginning of the game, we got down 10 to 2, and then we battled it back, and it just, you know, again, there's nothing else to say other than even the basketball, the casual basketball fan will say, if we have 75 chances to score, and on 28 of them, we throw it to the other team. I mean, you're not going to beat anybody. You're not going to beat anybody. You're not going to win a middle school game. You're not going to win a high school game. You're not going to win a junior college game. And then when you're exasperated by the chance, the idea that we're playing one of the best teams in the country. I mean, we did not give ourselves a chance to win. And, I mean, there might be people out there who heard it and said, well, you know, actually you were in the game. And the answer is, yeah, we were. I mean, which just speaks to how talented our team is and how potentially good we could be if we just stopped giving the ball away to the other team over and over and over. And that will be the plague that has haunted this team. And I and Coach Jones and Coach Neal are working very hard every day to try and, I don't know, but it, you know, and it's everybody. You wish you could say, well, stop playing that kid, because then, but no, it's everybody. You know, and the bigs want to blame the guards, and the guards want to blame the bigs, and I'm like, blame everybody. It's everybody. I mean, I look at just the stat sheet. I mean, 5, 5, 4, 3, 5. I mean, it's everybody.
And I think one of the bright spots watching this game here tonight and following this game, I thought you guys were at your strength when your guards were attacking the rim here and getting to the foul line. You did a good job of that, led by Tiana McKee in that third quarter.
She was definitely a catalyst for us in the third quarter, but here's what happened, I think. You know, Annie Osceola has an eye condition and is unavailable to play. You know, we looked really, really thin. You know, today, which I thought today was the first day we looked like we didn't have enough depth to win the game, you know, and that's just sort of how I felt. And, you know, anytime you take one of our guards out of it, that's just sort of how it is. But, you know, you're right. I thought that we were the more athletic team, and when we did things to take advantage of our athleticism, I thought that we looked like the better team. Unfortunately, we didn't do that nearly enough. And as we, again, it goes back to we turned it over 28 times, and it's just. And when you have a quick team and you're playing a little fast, you can take some of those things, but not 28, not 28 of them.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You have 3 games left next week before the semester break there starts at home Wednesday night with Clatt County.
Yeah, and rivalry game, tough game. They obviously beat us in the region last year. You know, John Rutherford is now on their staff, so, I mean, oh, it's going to be an emotional night on Wednesday, and I do. I still believe in this team.
Yeah.
We coming to this building, you know, it was rough, you know, because we kind of got a little momentum with our wins last week, and then you have to come here, which it's hard to play here. And Hutch is a lot of things that we're not right now. I'm not saying we don't have it and we won't get there. I'm just saying that as of today, we're not where they are. So it was a discouraging time to have this game. But, you know, you play the schedule. You got to play the hand you're dealt.
Yes.
So I didn't think we did a good enough job of doing that, to be honest.
All right, I'll let you go with that. And tough loss for you guys tonight, but appreciate you stopping by here post-game, Coach. And good luck to you guys coming up here next week with Clatt County on Wednesday night.
Thank you, Adam. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, hey, congratulations to Jeff and his coaching staff. And what what a phenomenal thing. First time in school. I believe that's the first national championship in school history. And obviously to John Green and Dr. Swinder, I mean, this is a big deal for our community.
Yeah.
Garden City is special. And we talked about it in pregame, and we were hoping that we could do a little bit more. And now it's going to be up to Brady. You know, we're getting there, but, you know, we just... Again, I think that's the news of the day, obviously, is that, and I'm really happy for Jeff, and I'm really happy for those guys because they've given a lot, and hopefully the Buys can find a way to get Coach Eck and finish off what has been a historical day in the department.